Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nerdentity Crisis Episode 84. I'm your host, Ryan Bai, joined today by Mr. Adam Lovar.
Hello, hello.
My literal brother from another mother, Justin Pickamance.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck me.
Hey.
Finally. Thanks, finally joined.
Got you.
But Josh, still haven't thought of a good nickname for him yet, Huffman.
Hello. I have no beer crack, so...
That's fair, I didn't either.
Adam, you gotta open another one.
Yeah, just keep going.
You gotta double fist it.
Sorry.
Not this night. How's it going, boys?
Good.
Good, feels weird to be back. It's been, like, a long time.
It's been a week.
I know. Lots happened. I don't know. Feels like a long time.
Not a week. Not as long as our last one.
Literally nothing has happened in my life. I'm still sitting in this recording room while y'all are gone.
You just never leave.
Yeah. It's been like 2 months now.
Oh, shit.
I see nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. So real quick, want to apologize to our listeners. Last week's editing was a little bit rough. I'm having some internet issues at my place, which drives me insane because I paid a lot of money for really good internet and I don't know what the fuck's going on. So if I ever get a day off, I'm going to have to call our internet provider and get that fixed. But hopefully it'll be better today. Otherwise, I'm just going to get the world's longest Ethernet cable and just run it from my modem to my PC. I don't know what else to do. So
I thought he was going to say run it to like all of our houses and we're just going to land together somehow. Yes, right?
So hopefully this goes better than last week. I don't like it when the audio quality is not good. So hopefully we run better this week. We'll see in post, I guess. Here we go. All right, everyone. This is Nerdentity Crisis, your weekly video game podcast. Please make sure to check us out on Podchaser. Podchaser.com/nerdidentitycrisis. Get links to our social media. Justin, have you been posting on Instagram? I haven't looked.
Yeah. So, I was actually just going to say that. I think it's been a few weeks since I posted something.
Okay, well, check it out. It's a little bit behind, but go ahead and check it out anyways. I haven't updated our Twitter in like 3 months, so it's fine. I hate social media.
I'm going to one day just blast however many episodes I need.
Yeah, just run it on. That works. Also, make sure
just get blasted.
Yeah, there you go. Also, make sure to check out on Patreon, patreon.com/nerdidentitycrisis. If you like supporting us over there, we sure would appreciate it. All right, boys, let's start the episode as we always do with a listener question from Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
What up, Jacob?
What up, Jacob?
Hi, Jacob.
Jacob says, if you could choose, by the way, we're still going on animal questions because ditching the food.
Insects aren't animals.
Yeah, I guess.
Slackers.
So he says, if you could choose one insect to make big enough to ride like a horse, what would you choose and why? That's the stuff of nightmares. But Adam, you're our foodie, even though this isn't a food question. So tradition dictates you go first. What do you think, Adam?
I would do a peacock parachute spider.
What the fuck? I gotta look this up now. I mean, any spider the size of a horse is just
First off, it would be fun. Like, I just imagine being, like, a drow, like, going through the caves, like, running up on walls on top of the ceilings and shit.
Yeah. I thought about being having a spider for the exact same reason.
Only for that reason, but then this also is, like, a really cool-looking, like, tarantula. Like, I don't know. It's really cool colors.
I would have nightmares. I would not be able to handle that.
Get defanged and... You get a fucking stirrup in its mouth and saddle. Like, I don't know. It'd be cute. And you're brushing its little furry legs. Like, nope. It'd be fine.
That's a hard pass. No, thank you.
That's what I would pick.
Oh, God. Josh.
Yeah, I got to take back a comment I just said earlier. Horses are animals. So this question is good again. So I went with a spiny flower mantis.
Oh, God, here we go.
Just because they look badass as fuck. they're like a regular praying mantis, but they're just covered in spikes.
Hell yeah.
Damn, yeah, they are.
That's metal as shit.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I don't have like a ton of enemies in real life.
Those do look cool.
But the few that I have, I would strike fear in them.
Yes, you would.
I would be a little bit afraid of it, like, I don't know, eating me because it's a mantis, but it'd be worth it, honestly. If I think about it, if you're going to go out, you might as well go out by getting eaten by your horse-sized praying mantis.
Doesn't it only do that to its mates, though, Josh? This is a whole new conversation.
No, it pretty much... I mean, that might happen, too.
Yeah.
Don't kink shame me. But no, praying mantises eat, like, pretty much any thing that they can get their mitts on.
Oh, I can't. I don't like this question.
Hell yeah. It's still a dope answer. A praying mantis was definitely in the back pocket for me.
I feel like it would just look really cool to, like, be riding on it, because, of course, it's, like, tall and, like, lanky, you know? You'd be, like, 15 feet up in the air, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Justin, what do you got?
So I was kind of torn between two. I first thought a daddy long legs or another spider, but then I thought of it just killing me for some reason. So I was thinking like a rhinoceros beetle or a camel cricket.
Okay, that's not nearly as scary as there, too. But even then... Yeah.
The cricket could get me around really quick, and the rhino beetle, like, I could go to war on that motherfucker.
Yes, you fucking could. God damn.
I feel like it would be just like a small sedan, you know? Like, you just like ride to work on it, you know? That'd be pretty cool.
No, it wouldn't. No, it would. Okay, listen. My answer is not a goddamn thing, because a world where insects are the size of horses is not a world I want to live in. It just isn't. And nothing. And if you three each got to choose...
That wasn't the question.
I don't give a shit. If you three each had a life-size insect of what you just chose, I would never see you. I would refuse to ever see you.
I'm riding it to your house.
It's going to be tough when we're at your house with it.
The three of us tomorrow, even though it's freezing, it's fine because we're badass creatures. Roll up into your front yard.
Oh, you my feel God.
The rhino beetle stampeding to you.
He's just sitting, the beetle's sitting it's behind like Jurassic your Park. Car. It's just like you can't move. It's like he's just there.
I'm just going to set my house on fire with me inside. I will not be able to handle this. So, I'm sorry I don't have an answer to this, Jacob, but the answer is nothing. I choose nothing.
Ryan, you should download what's that one called? Adam Grounded?
It's on Game Pass. Yeah, mm-hmm. I played it.
Did that one get you?
Yeah, that was not fun. Well, see, that's a video game, so it's different. This would be like a real life.
True.
Giant insect. I mean, I hated the game anyways because it's punching trees, only you're little. So I was not a fan anyways. But Leif and Jeremy really liked it, of course. So I
want to play it again now that I'm sure a lot has been added since
I
played before.
I'm sure.
Right. It's like the first month it came out.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you guys enjoyed that question. I didn't. Jacob, do better. Do better next week.
You did great, Jacob.
You did great.
Don't listen to Ryan. Yeah.
That was a fun question.
I got the heebie-jeebies. Okay. Let's move on, talk about some video games. What are we playing now? Justin, why don't you kick us off? What have you been playing?
Pretty much just Tarkov and Civ 6.
Nice.
And then got one other, but it's going to be my pick of the week.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
I think it's been a pick of the week in the past, but I'm just going to bring it back.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Not one of mine.
Is it Persona 5?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not.
I kind of figured the answer to that was no, but All right, very nice. So Civ 6, are you playing on Switch or the PC?
Yeah, the Switch.
Okay, nice.
And it's nice because Brandon, or Leroy, as he's a patron of, he just bought it, so we were going to do a multiplayer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because it's one where you can just play your turn, and then the other person can, so if we have time to sit down and play together, we can blast through some turns, but if not, we can just play it randomly throughout.
I like it. Very cool. Very cool. All right, Josh, what about you?
So I bought the game Omori, and I also talked about last week that I bought Inscription and Stalker, and I played none of those games.
Oh, okay.
I only played Genshin again. So yeah, it's exciting stuff over here. I assure you, they added a new island. I got Zhao, who's a very cool character, and none of you care. So that's pretty much Zhao.
He's a cool character.
Zhao is cool. Yeah. I also unlocked Diluc, which I did not intend on, but I randomly got him. So that's kind of nifty.
Nice,
but.
That sounds nifty, Josh.
Omori looks pretty trippy, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it was on sale for some reason. I don't know if it was like a Steam sale or what, but it just like appeared on my, you know, you might like based off of your previous purchases. And, you know, it's like a RPG sort of. It almost reminds me of Earthbound and Undertale, kind of.
Okay.
So now I don't know since I haven't played it yet, but I bought it.
It looks like this.
And by the screenshots, it also has like an overwhelmingly positive review. And it was released 2020, so that's a good sign.
There you go.
When I play this in like 4 or 5 years, then I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be looking forward to that. Everybody, make sure you tune in to episode 230, where Josh is going to be...
I'll download it in 230. Yeah. If not, 260 is when I'll play it. Like, don't jump the gun here.
Got it. Okay.
Is Genshin still going to be around at that point, Josh?
I mean, if you think about it, Genshin's only been around for like a year and a couple months.
Oh, then yeah, it will be.
So like, yeah, so I can only imagine there's going to be more and more content. Whether or not I will still be entertained by it, that is an entirely different question. But, it'll definitely be around.
Very nice.
All right. Also, they made like $30 billion last year.
Is that all?
So,
damn.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah, so I feel like they would have to lose a fuck ton of money to not be around a year from now.
Right.
So,
what studio is it?
MiHoYo.
Yeah. Okay.
They've changed their US name for the company recently. Because, the CCP cracked down on all of the sexy anime waifus and probably husbandos here. And so now the Chinese servers that are run by MiHoYo are going to have much more age-appropriate clothing. But this other company that's totally not them, air quotes, that is going to run the US servers and the Europe servers. Yeah, they're like free game.
Really interesting. Through,
all the husbandos.
Nice.
Yeah, MiHoYo is the parent company.
You keep talking about it, and I keep saying I'm going to try it, but the more you talk about it, the less I want to play. So,
story of my life.
I don't think I'm ever picking that one up, but...
Would it help if it was on Game Pass?
Yeah, it would. Well, it's free to play.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
But if
matter.
It just said on Game Pass, then y'all would eat that shit up.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe someday. Well, I look forward to hearing next week about more adventures in the Genshin world. So,
Josh, the key.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
The
I'll
key you is know. You just have to gift him a copy of it, and then he'll play it.
Yeah, a free copy.
But it's free. I can't gift it.
Still somehow gift it to him. Just figure that out, and then he'll play it.
Oh my god!
Install TeamViewer, and I will get you a copy. let me just remote in and install it for you.
There you go. Oh fuck! All right. Adam, what have you been playing?
I mean, let's keep continue Tarkov. The tradition. Tarkov, of course. Getting further in Tarkov. I'm up to level 26. I got my Bitcoin farm going. Got a bunch of stuff going in my hideout.
I'm not even 9 yet.
Hitting it hard this way.
There you go. Anything else? Or is that it?
I, too, have played some Inscription.
Ooh, yeah. What do you think?
It is very fun. If you guys like roguelike card games, very fun. There's a lot of weird stuff going on with it.
Okay.
I think I'm in Act 3 getting towards the end, but I don't want to spoil anything. But like what you play at the beginning is probably not what you're going to be playing towards the middle or the end of the game.
Okay.
So without spoiling anything, it gets very fucking weird.
Interesting. Okay.
Glad I bought it then.
It's fun, Josh. You definitely should play it.
Yeah,
well, it's one on my wish list.
Like a year from now, Josh is going to check it out. So
it kind of feels like at a point where you're just like grinding through, and you're like, "Is anything going to change?" And then like something fucking changes, and it gets very cool.
Nice. All right. Very cool.
You can download a demo on Steam.
Oh, really?
But I've got one more that I forgot about that I played.
Go ahead.
Last week, and I got from Devolver a beta, or I signed up for a beta for Weird West.
Oh, how's that?
And it was actually, unfortunately, I played it on the very last night, and it was available for a couple weeks, I think.
Okay.
At least a week and a half, and I only played one night, and I absolutely loved it.
Did you? Because I keep seeing it pops up on like upcoming games on my Xbox store whenever I log in, and it's been on my radar, and I'm really excited. But you really liked it?
Yeah, dude. It was in the shitty thing. It's like I really wanted to get to a point where I shapeshifted, and I played it for at least a few hours. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Huff, you saw me play a little bit of it, didn't you?
Yeah, it looked pretty good. Definitely not my type of game. Just, I don't think I would be interested in that kind of, like, gameplay style. But it looked very good.
Yeah, I want to... So, is it, like, XCOM-ish? Or no?
No, it's live.
It is? Okay.
But you do have, like, a bullet time.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Thing.
Yeah, because my fear is I don't like XCOM type games normally, so that was kind of my fear. But if it's live, I'm much more interested now. But
yeah, dude, it's live and there's sneaking, and for the most part, the mechanics are good. This was a beta, so I'm sure they'll fix some of the things that were annoying. But there were some levels that I had to do like 4 times.
Oh, really?
To beat it. Yeah, and the only thing that I would tell you. Sorry, go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say, in regarding a previous comment you made, then I saw you sneaking, and that's when I noped.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sneaking in games is not my thing. But
in the survey,
my bad.
In the survey that they sent out after, they had a section in there that asked if you sneaked or used sneak.
Sneaked?
If you wouldn't want to sneak, then you could just go balls to the walls.
There I appreciate that in games when they make it optional.
Yeah, they
actually
do.
Optional,
yeah.
Not like you can either sneak or you can get your ass kicked.
Right. Like Ghost of Tsushima handled that really well. Like if you wanted to sneak and be like the stealthy ninja samurai, you could, but you could also just run in and fuck people up. So
agreed.
I like games like that too. I agree. Well, that's cool.
One of the nice things too is the pull range isn't that big. So, like, if you do get into a battle, there can be people that are almost in sight, but they don't hear it.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I can't wait to fucking check that game out, man. Cannot wait. That'll be good. Okay, so me, I have been playing... I played Another Night at Tarkov with you guys, which was good, other than my fucking internet kept pissing me off. So that kind of ruined the experience.
But you got a, we got out of our first one. We got some airdrops.
Yeah, we did. Hell
yeah.
That
was actually a really fun raid.
Yeah, that was good. Nice. But yeah, I remember... I'm definitely not a huge fan of scav runs. I much prefer playing as PMC, that's for sure. And maybe it's because of the scav run. I know, like you said, we got into the scav run kind of late, it sounded like. Is that accurate?
It's kind of always a random time when you come in, but generally it's towards the end of a raid.
So yeah. Yeah,
you don't usually get much time.
I don't know, man. The scav run didn't, there wasn't like that fear. You know what I mean? Like when you're in as a PMC.
It's all about making money, getting gear, whatever. And
right.
It's, I mean, you get to a point if you die a lot and you're a PMC, you're like, I need that to like recoup some money to keep going. But definitely it doesn't have that edge like your PMC does.
Right. So yeah, we did a five person PMC and factory, I think, was the last one I did. And I was, like, super into it. I was very excited. And then my fucking internet died and I got killed. And then I was like, well, I'm done. So
yeah, we were up in the office area. We were guarding you. Then this fucking scav rolls in and just pops you right in the head. I was like, well, he's dead.
Fucking sucked. So, but yeah, once I, hopefully next, well, I don't know if I can this week. Next week, maybe I'll get the internet people out here and get this shit figured out, hopefully. And then we can go back to normal, playing some more. So, but other than that, I played a game on Game Pass called Olija. I think that's how you say it. Olija. I think that's how you pronounce it. So started playing that, beat it, pretty short game. It was okay. It was there's a lot of games in that genre that just do everything better. Like, if you're going to play a game like that, go play, like, Ori and The Blind Forest, or, like, Dead Cells, or, like, Katana Zero, which I played last year. I would definitely recommend those games, but it's free on Game Pass, so I think it's, like, $15 normally if you have to buy it, but it wasn't a bad game, necessarily. It's just there's other games that do it better, and it was really, really short, so... and then I got hooked back into Kingdom of Amalur, so I've been playing the fuck out of that again. I'm going to burn my way through and finish it. I think some of those other games I talked about last week, I just gave up on, like that last stop. It just wasn't enough there to keep me going, but going to play through Kingdom of Amalur, get that finished off, but I haven't had a whole lot of time to game, honestly. Work has been crazy. I've never... like experienced a period of time where there's less people willing to work in my life. It's just fucking crazy right now. And it's like everywhere. Like I went to Arby's the other day and I know Justin's gonna fucking be all, oh, Arby's, bro, Arby's is terrible. But I like Arby's. They legitimately have a sign. Hang on, I gotta pull it up because I took a picture.
Arby's isn't terrible. It's overpriced for what it is.
Okay, I'll give you that.
They've got the meats, though.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, can you really, you know, counteract that claim?
Right.
They indeed have
the meats. They do have the meats.
Well, so do a lot of other places, and they're better.
Yeah.
I don't think they've got the meats. Nobody else has the meats.
For other places, but...
but, so I was in the drive-thru.
Even their, healthy sandwiches are not good.
You don't go to Arby's and get a healthy sandwich. You get an Arby's and hate yourself.
Right.
That's the go-to move.
Do you know where else you don't go to get healthy sandwiches? Subway, because it's basically trash.
We got that's catered to us, Arby's, and it was just a bunch of like the roast beef and stuff in tins, or, like those tin serving things. And looking at the meat in that, I could never eat that again after that. That was disgusting.
I imagine if you see too much Arby's, then I would agree with you. Like, there is such thing as too much. But if it's just one sandwich, it's not so bad.
Didn't even know they did catering. That's surprising.
Nor did I.
Yeah, I was at Best Buy.
Oh, really? Weird. But anyways, so I was in the drive-thru lane, and then I ordered my food, pulled around, and I noticed that there was like a sign hanging on their door, and it just said, lobby closed due to staff not showing up. I was like, oh shit, okay. Being a little blunt there,
shots
Arby's.
Fired.
Right. But yeah, it's fucking crazy. So I've been working a lot, but I am very excited this weekend, going to see my boys, Leif and Jeremy. Really excited about that. So...
very nice.
Yeah, it's been a really long time since I've seen them. Going to play some board games. Really, really
excited. What do you have on the docket?
For games?
Yeah.
I think I brought them up last week. Aeon's End, which is new, I just got. And then Scythe and...
oh, that's right.
Oh, fuck, what's it? Oh, Clank. And then Jeremy got one, Seventh World or Seventh...
Seven Wonders?
Seventh Wonders or
that
Seven
might
Wonders,
be it. Hang on, but
I've heard Seven Wonders is really good, although I've never played it.
Yeah, so he said he was going to bring that, and then we'll see. We'll see. Should do it. Should be a really good time. I'm excited. Like I said, I haven't seen them in forever. In fact, Leif bought his house where he lives now, like 2 years ago, and I've never seen it. So it's about time. It's called Seventh Continent, apparently. Is that good or was that a good or a bad
That was a recognition. It's
got a
it's like
8.0 on Board Game Geek.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a really, really good review, but I've not actually watched any gameplay of it.
Gotcha, okay.
Playtime is 5 to 1,000 minutes.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a bit insane. It's like perpetually sold out.
Plus hours.
Interesting. Well, that'll be fun. Okay. Maybe we'll just play that game the whole time we're there. I don't know. But yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited. All right. Let's move on so we don't go too long here. We're going to jump into some news. We actually had some shit happen this week, which is always nice. So kick it off. Number one, Sony finally announced the PSVR 2. At CES 2022. Without going through all of the specs, the PSVR 2 is substantially more powerful than its predecessor, and it appears to be slightly better than the Oculus 2, but slightly worse than the Valve Index. Its biggest draw is the new Sense controllers, which offer haptic feedback, much like the PS5's DualSense controllers. The PSVR 2 will also only be available on the PS5. No release window or pricing was announced. So I've never been like a VR guy, like I've never cared. And then they showed a game for the PSVR 2 set in the Horizon universe, and now I want one. So I just might have to, depending on the pricing. We'll see. But I know you've all dabbled in VR a little bit. Justin, probably mostly you had a PSVR. So Justin, what were your thoughts on
this? So did Adam. We both did.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I mean, if you think that you would play it at least a couple times a month, then I would say it's worth it. It's a really cool experience, but yeah. It's easy to get put away and forgotten about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to see what it looks like and what the cable setup and everything.
Well, I don't know.
And the new controllers look really cool.
They do look really cool. I noticed the camera part is gone, which I really like. Like, you don't have to have the PlayStation camera or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, because that was one of the biggest negatives on the first one.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. So that's kind of exciting. But it sounds like HTC is coming out with a new one this year. Right, I think.
One of the Vives.
Yeah.
Like the new iteration on the Vive.
Yeah, and apparently that's going to just blow everything out of the water. So maybe
it will.
Will it? Okay.
It probably will. HTC stuff has been... really, really good.
Yeah.
The kicker is to get it to where it looks really, really good, you need a really, really good computer.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Which I don't have.
The PSVR is a lot more inviting.
Yeah.
if you can get a PS5. There's
yeah, right. That's a big one.
So damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, that's a big one right now. So is it something, having owned a PSVR, Justin, is it something, if you were to get a PS5, would you get a PSVR too? Or are you kind of done with VR?
I mean, I think I'm done with consoles, at least for a while.
Yeah.
But like, if I had a PS5 right now, I would consider that, since the 5 hasn't been out that long and this is coming out at the beginning of its life, it has a lot of time to grow. Like, the first VR didn't come out, obviously, when the first or PS4 came out. So,
right. Yeah.
It's got a long life, I think.
Right. And I feel like the technology is advancing enough that now it might be worth diving into.
It is a trip, dude. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I remember playing at your house when I came over and checked it out. It was fucking awesome. But I just remember there being a lot of cords and shit. So,
yeah.
But Adam, you also had a PSVR. If you owned a PS5, is this something you would check out?
Probably not. I'd probably stick with my PC stuff, because I have the HTC Vive and I really like that. And if I was going to be getting the next gen stuff, I would stick with PC stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's just more games, more options to do, like held the Steam library of fucking free VR games is just insane. And they're probably all terrible, but you just have more stuff you can do on the PC.
Yeah. What do you think about the Sense controllers?
Oh, I think that's great, because I mean, the controllers definitely need to keep upgrading. Like the Steam's controllers when those came out were very, very cool. Like, that was definitely a next jump up from what HTC had, with the wands and things like that. So they're going to continue to grow, I hope, and get to the point where it's almost just an actual hand, essentially.
Right, that'd be fucking cool. I mean,
it's gonna have if it keeps going that way, that's the next thing you need to do. Like, get the vision down, but then the hand things need to be the next big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree.
Telling you, those gloves, and now maybe that's the next release after these.
That could be. Sense. Yeah, very much could be. Josh, are you big VR guy? Does this do anything for you?
Not at all. Not at all. I like VR, and I go over to Justin or Adams and play it for 20 minutes. But I've never, in my day-to-day, been I wish that I could play this game, but with motion sickness. I really want to play this game, but also have my neck hurt from 40 pounds of headsets and cords.
Right.
And
wow.
I'm exaggerating, of course. I have a tendency to do that. But I would say the only games that I am ever really excited that I would love to play in VR is horror.
Okay.
And the vast majority, I'm going to say, of good horror games also releases on PC. And, you know, there's a joke to be made about no one could get a PlayStation, but also no one can get a really, really nice graphics card. So,
yeah, fact.
It's kind of a lose-lose in the current market.
Right.
But I have a nice graphics card. I have a nice gaming PC. So, if I were to jump into the VR market, I would be more looking at the new iteration of the Vive, or, you know, something like that, where I'm future proofing myself to a certain degree. And I've got the library to support that decision.
Yeah.
Not to say that this will be a bad idea. I think for people who, PlayStation being your default gaming system, this might be right up your alley. So I'm not negative PSVR. It's just not for me either.
I thought the headset of the VR, PSVR, was the most comfortable.
Oh, really?
I've only ever used one of the second iteration Vives and the PlayStation 1, and they seemed right around on par. So I've never tried an Oculus or anything like that. So I don't really have a frame of reference in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, obviously, I'm a console guy, as our listeners and you guys know, much to your guys' disappointment. But, but just, I've never, like, really given it a serious thought before, because I was like, the technology has to get better. I don't want to fucking deal with all the setup and all the cords and all this shit. And I know I'd still have to deal with that, but I don't know, man. They showed that Horizon game, and I'm like, I remember playing Horizon Zero Dawn and fighting my first Thunderjaw, which is a giant T-Rex robot, and it was terrifying. And I'm like, what if I do it in VR now? Holy fuck. So that has my interest peaked quite a bit.
That's what, like, the Skyrim and, like, Fallout VR was like.
Yeah, I was just going to joke. They're going to bring Skyrim out again to this one.
They will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, like, getting the, like, scale of the fucking dragons and, like, the monsters and stuff was, like, wow. It felt like playing the game a whole new time. Like, it was very, very cool.
Yeah, I believe that 100%. So, I want to see what pricing is going to be first. Like, is it really good? Is it another PS5 that I'm buying? You know what I mean? So I want to see pricing, but I can see myself maybe pulling the trigger on this finally.
It's going to be just as hard to get it probably as it is a PlayStation 5, though.
Well, you know what? If nobody has PS5s, if nobody can get a PS5, then the pool of people who want a PSVR 2 are probably smaller. So maybe I'll have better luck.
The bots are still going to want it, Ryan.
Right,
the bots
exactly. Are still gonna of course sell they it. Will. I'll buy one on eBay for $3,000 or something. Yeah, so. I don't know.
Not worth $3,000. I would not recommend it.
That was
a new PC.
Yeah, that was a joke. So, we'll see when it comes closer. Obviously, I want to see pricing. I want to see when it's coming out. There's no even release window, like not even holiday 2022 or anything like that. There was nothing. So we could be further off than I think, but we'll see. All right, moving on. Number two, Techland shared some news about their upcoming game, Dying Light 2, and received some mixed reactions. According to the developer, the game will take roughly 500 hours to 100% complete the game. While some fans were excited about this, others seemed daunted by pouring so much time into one game. Techland followed up shortly after with a statement saying, quote, 500 hours is related to maxing out the game, finishing all the quests, endings, and exploring every part of the world. But a regular player should finish the story and side quests and do quite a lot of exploring in less than 100 hours, so don't worry, end quote. So we got a listener question with this one. Tim writes in. Hi, Tim.
What up, Tim?
What up, Tim?
Hey, Tim.
He says, hey, guys, how long is too long for a game? I was really excited for Dying Light 2, but I'm not sure I want to spend that much time in a game. The longest game I've ever played is probably The Witcher 3, and I didn't even finish all of the side quests or DLC before I got bored. Is this too much? Interesting question. I'm kind of curious as to what Techland thought the response was going to be to this, but Josh, let's kick it off with you. I'm sure you're gonna purchase Dying Light and never play it, so we'll start with you. So what,
I played the first one on release.
Oh,
so
there you
like,
go.
That's gotta count for something,
right?
I don't know that I ever finished it.
Yeah,
but, so for me personally, I think I have 100%ed one game ever.
What game?
And Fallout 3.
Okay.
It's my favorite game of all time, and I have put way more than 500 hours into Fallout 3. So I would say that it depends on the game. There are some games that I wish I had 500 hours of, and there are some games that I wish I just never started at all. So it kind of depends. I think the how long is too long is entirely dependent on the game itself.
Yeah.
But I mean, vast open world games, like, to say that it's going to take you a while to collect everything and do every achievement and whatever, I don't know that 500 hours doesn't seem like all that bad to me. I mean, I'm not going to do it anyway, so whatever. But, like, How long do you think completing everything in World of Warcraft, or how long do you think it takes to get every single trophy in Dark Souls takes? 100% is a lot of fucking game for some games. So I know that if you buy a game and you get 50 hours worth of story, that's not enough anymore. 50 hours is like not a $60 game for most people anymore. So I feel like I see where they're coming from, that they wanted to like brag about their 500, not expecting people to be like, we don't like too big of numbers either. We want it to be exactly the number.
Yeah, exactly. I want it to be exactly what I want to play, not any longer.
Yeah, not any less either.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And I'm obviously, you know, poking fun at you know, Tim here, but I think it's a tough choice. I think, you know, 100 hours to complete all of the story and everything is perfectly in my Goldilocks zone.
Yeah.
I will never hit that 500 hour mark. I will never 100% to complete that game. So I don't think it's anything that I personally need to worry about, and I would say that probably the vast majority of players don't need to either.
Yeah. By the way, Goldilocks zone, love it. I'm going to use that. I'm stealing that. That was perfect. speaking of which, another really good quote. I want to go to Justin next, because Justin has said one of my favorite things ever on this podcast, which is, there are fun open world games, and then there are Ubisoft open world games. So this is obviously going to be an open world game. So Justin, what are your thoughts on the possible 500 hours?
You know, people complain about a game being too short, too long, too linear, too open world. You just can't win as a game developer.
Right.
Nope. But to Josh's point, if there's 500 hours, I don't know, you should almost just be thankful for the content.
Yeah.
If you don't want to 100% it, then I don't know. I would rather have more stuff to do. But I also don't care about 100%ing a game.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I like the 100-hour playtime. I mean, that's fine. To just do the main quest, side quest, and explore.
To be fair, Dying Light 2 is, or Dying Light 1 at least, had an awesome environment.
And yeah, it did.
Just the everyday gameplay was a lot of fun.
Right.
If you wanted to get sidetracked and go murder a bunch of zombies or zip around or whatever, like, it was a fun game, so...
But then also,
especially co-op.
Also, to Justin's point, though, don't fill it with Ubisoft open world bullshit. Like, just don't. If it's there just to be there, I don't give a fuck. Like, if it's there, if you just the same thing over and over and over and over again in this giant bland open world map, that's what pisses me off. So
I'm sure that you will still get those, like, rescue somebody.
Yeah, I think some of them are just inevitable.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine. But, I mean, just don't do, like I'm going to, Far Cry 6, for example, Ubisoft's most recent game, which I played and I was seriously disappointed in. It's this huge, huge open world map, and it's just filled with nothing other than the same kind of quests over and over again. Otherwise, there was nothing else to it. And then
just, variety.
Yeah. Just don't go that route, which I don't think Techland's going to do. I think this game is going to be something fucking special. I really do. And I cannot wait to play it. We're almost there. Less than a month away. No? Yeah, February 5th, right? I think it's February 5th. So less than a month away, which is exciting.
Am I going to get points for this releasing?
I think you're...
Oh, wait. Adam took it, didn't he?
No, you got Dying Light.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you will get points. There you go, Justin.
Unless I just jinxed it.
Yeah. In the 11th hour. Yeah.
No.
February 4th. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Just kidding. Adam, what's your kind of thoughts on Tim's question and all this?
I mean, you guys kind of summed up a lot of it, and I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I would rather have there be more stuff that you can always potentially find and do. Multiple playthroughs, multiple endings. Like, I mean, if it takes like an hour or 100 hours or so just to finish it, and they are kind of said there's multiple endings, makes sense why it's going to be up closer to 500 if you're playing through it a couple times.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was looking through my library, and I'm kind of with Josh. I think one of the few games I ever 100%ed was actually Fallout 4 when it first came out before the DLCs, and I think I had almost 300 hours in that game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, but, I mean, it's clearly not going to hit the records with Tarkov, because I've got like 1,600 hours in that game, so.
Right. Nothing's going to touch it.
And that's just in raid time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, I was kind of going back through my library. Like, I even pulled up Witcher 3, but Xbox didn't track playtime, which kind of sucked on Witcher 3. But then I was thinking, like, Persona 5, I've sunk over 200 hours in, and that's playing the same game through twice. I played through it twice, so
yeah,
I'm not going to bat an eye. Right,
because it's like 100, 120 hours yeah. Like, for a good, solid playthrough, so yeah. Doing it twice, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think Persona 5 took me about 100 hours, and then Persona 5 Royal was like 120, so with all the added DLC and shit. But that's just playing the same game through twice, and I fucking loved it. So I won't bat an eye, really. I did pull up Mass Effect Legendary Edition, which is the first three games. I've put 43 hours into that. I'm not going to bat an eye at 100 hours. And like the developer saying, if you want to stop after the main quest and side quest or whatever, you can. Like, you're really not going to play it however much you want to play it, you know? I just don't. I'm not going to be all up in arms at this. As long as they don't go the Ubisoft route, then I'm going to get a little annoyed. So
parkour.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun just to run around the map, right? Like, it's going to be fun just to do that.
Yeah,
so.
It was such a good looter shooter.
They probably have the best movement in any game like that.
We would find routes to hit up, like, the police cars and just, like, loot. Do we do like loot routes and stuff, trying to get the like best weapons and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, shit like that's so much fun. We're not even doing the story at that point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you can make it fun to run around, like Spider-Man is a perfect example. The newer Spider-Man games, they have fast travel in that game. Never use it once. It's because it's just so fun to fucking zip around. And Dying Light's kind of the same way. It's so fun just to fucking try to string together these crazy. The floor is lava, never touch the ground shit. I mean,
like, right, yeah.
It's a blast. So I'm really excited for this game. We're almost there, boys. Almost there.
We're all getting on PC?
You know, I might buy it on both, to be honest with you, because I do really want to play with you guys.
I think co-op would be super fun.
Yeah, so I might buy it on both. But February is going to be a really good month, man. You got Dying Light 2, we got Sifu, we got Elden Ring, we got Horizon. February is going to be a goddamn good month to be a gamer.
Arceus comes out a couple days before.
What does?
Arceus, Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's a good time to be a gamer. Here we go. All right, moving on. Number three, the ESA has once again canceled an in-person E3 due to, quote, the ongoing health risks surrounding COVID-19, end quote. Interestingly, they did not release a statement saying that the show would be all digital like previous years. In fact, they didn't say much of anything other than the show was canceled, leading many to wonder if E3 will even come back at all. So we have another listener question on this one. Pistol Pete writes in. Hi, Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete.
What a beat. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. I feel like Josh like jumped under his desk there. That was a really quick shot.
I was like, I need to get this out before there's all this havoc going on. You guys were like quick on the gun.
We were quick on the draw.
Oh, God. Shit. All right.
Shots fired.
Pistol Pete says, hey, guys. Super bummed about no E3 this year. I know the show has been declining for years now, but do you think this will be the final nail in the coffin? I hope not. I never attended in person, but I always look forward to the big announcements from the press conferences. Here's to hoping they will be back digitally. I think between the four of us, I was the only one who really super cared about E3. Because, I mean, I'm not going to go into it again. Everybody's heard my fucking rants about how many goddamn events there are all summer long. Because that's why I like E3, because it's all in one place. But Adam, we'll go to you first. Is E3 coming back, you think, ever? Or are we done?
I kind of hope so. I mean, because, like, again, like you just said, there's so many shows. Everyone's kind of doing their own thing the past couple of years because of the pandemic and whatnot. But it was still nice that, like, everyone tried to bring out their big heavy hitters for, yeah, like, this one thing. And that was very nice. Like, you need that, like, Chicago auto show, or you need that one event every year where everyone's like, shit, we need to crunch and, like, bring out something cool for this one thing. And yeah, if not, it's just, like, it's just kind of meh throughout the year, all these things. And it's like, maybe you'll get one cool thing. Maybe.
Maybe, you know, yeah,
maybe.
And they'll just string it out all summer long.
I hope it doesn't go away, because I mean, it was a big thing, and lots of cool things happened because of E3. So
yeah,
I hope not.
And honestly, like, a dream of mine was to one day get press badges and, like, be able to go to the show, not like the shit Leif and I did, where we got just pedestrian badges and had to wait in line like it was goddamn Disneyland, but like
plebes,
but like press badges. That would, oh god, that's a dream. That would be awesome. I don't know, Justin. What are your thoughts?
Honestly, the only reason I was bummed is for the exact reason you just said.
Yeah,
it would have been fun to get to go as Nerdentity Crisis,
right?
Especially after experiencing Gen Con, I would imagine E3 would be fun, but. Yeah, honestly, I don't know that I could care less otherwise.
Yeah. It would be so cool to go as Nerdentity Crisis. God, that would be fun. Josh, what about you?
Wizard robes?
What?
Wizard hoods?
Oh, yeah.
Our wizard hooded robes?
There you go.
Oh. Big purple wizard hats.
They won't even let us in.
Like, like, you guys part of They're a plan. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. This is not cool.
Josh, what are your thoughts on E3 and possibly never returning, maybe?
I'm not super upset about it. I feel like if it were to die, something would appear in to replace it. Now, of course, it's a lot cheaper and a lot more efficient for companies to have their own little thing,
yeah,
like Devolver Digital did, and PlayStation is doing, and Nintendo does, and things like that. But it's harder to get hype if you're not a larger company like that. You know, if you're a smaller, you know, indie dev or, you know, small publishing company, you can't just like, oh yeah, I'm going to make my own, you know, Twitch advertisement sort of thing, because nobody gives a shit about what you have to present on your random Tuesday. You need something larger to kind of like carry the weight that is all of the announcements that are happening. So I can't imagine it going away, but if it does, something will appear, you know, in its place. Do I expect things like PlayStation or Nintendo or things to like really, you know, go back to tons of in-person events only? No, it's just way too marketable and way too profitable for them to do it themselves. But all of the, you know, smaller organizations that are not these Goliaths of companies, I could still see this existing.
Right.
So I have a feeling that it's going to be digital again. And the reason they just didn't announce it is because they have like no planning prepared for it. You know, it's like they probably were concerned about whether they were going to have it or not, and, you know, in person or not. And probably it's just like they haven't got all their ducks in a row to like really put out the here's what we're doing and when we're doing it. So I feel like E3 makes too much money to not be able to switch to a digital format, you know, 2 years in a row or 3 years in a row or however many it needs.
Yeah, this is a huge part of EA's revenue every year is E3. And they got to do something, because there's far reaching repercussions if the ESA goes away, right? Like, the ESA was created by the video game industry to regulate itself so that the government wouldn't do it, and the ESA cannot go away. Like, the ESA has to be a thing. So, because I don't know if you've seen what the government does to the video games in Australia, but we can never go down that route. So
you could have just stopped it with the government does. But yeah. We won't get into that.
But yeah, if you look at Australia, dude, there's so much. There's games that aren't even allowed to release in Australia. And then there's games that do release in Australia, but they're dumbed way down with violence or whatever. So the ESA has to be a thing. It has to remain being a thing, or else we're all going to be seriously disappointed. But just kind of back to the E3 point, I really enjoyed E3 every year. I loved watching the press conferences. The year Leif and I went, I didn't like the actual convention part of it. I liked going to all the little sideshows and stuff. That was fun. So, I mean, it's a cool event. It has been declining in recent years, but especially since Sony refuses to go anymore. But I don't know. I hope they'll be back. It is concerning that they didn't announce anything. Even to just say we'll have a digital event this year. More info coming later. You know what I mean? They didn't even say that. So I don't know. I'm a little concerned, but we will we'll see what happens there. All right, on to the next one. Number four, this is breaking news, kind of. We actually got a news story right away. Take-Two Interactive have purchased mobile game juggernaut Zynga for a reported $11 billion. Zynga, which rose to notoriety after creating the Facebook game Farmville, has since switched to mobile games and have titles such as Zynga Poker, Words with Friends, and a slew of other games. So Justin told me about this one. He sent it off in our group text today, so this is pretty brand new news. Pretty fucking wild. $11 billion is a lot of goddamn money. But
lots of money.
But when you think about what a GTA Online mobile can do for you, oh my god. It's gonna be pretty fucking crazy. But Justin, you're the one who put this in the group text, so I'll have you go first. What are your thoughts?
I'd be curious if they affect Zynga too much, just because they've already been pretty successful doing what they're doing.
You think they're going to let Zynga just do their own thing?
I mean, I don't know. They may want to add more games to it, but they obviously have a good formula.
Yeah.
That company makes a ton of money.
A fuckload of money. Yes, they do. Do you think they overpaid though? That's a lot of money.
I don't know. I'd have to look up what Zynga games have made.
I don't know. 11.
Their revenue for 2020 was $1.97 billion.
For just 1 year, 2020?
2020 specifically. Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. And just, can you imagine, GTA Online's a fucking juggernaut. Can you imagine if they can take that shit to mobile?
Yeah, that was my thought. It's I have a feeling we're going to get some way cooler mobile games in the next couple of years, potentially, especially the way phones keep getting better and better. They're almost a little mini PC at this point. Why can't they play almost PC quality games?
Yeah. So, Adam, do you think it was a good purchase?
I mean, if anything, they're going to just secure a good revenue for the next 10 years. So yes, absolutely. But that was my thought. It was there's so many cool things in their Take-Two. It's maybe we'll actually get some really interesting mobile games, but I'm not much of a mobile game person to begin with. So, but when new ones come out, they still pique my interest a little bit.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't give a fuck about mobile gaming, but I think this is a crazy cool move. Josh, what about you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a profitable decision for them for sure. And most likely, as with a lot of, gaming acquisitions, they'll probably just eat that developer at some degree.
Yeah, right.
Take a lot of their developers and work on their own projects that will be profitable to them as well. I do find it interesting that they tweeted specifically that they are partnering with Take-Two, creator of, and then list a bunch of Take-Two IPs. And I don't know why they would do that other than they don't think people know who Take-Two are, or they are kind of implying that they might make stuff related to those IPs in the future. I don't know. That's speculative on my part, but just kind of interesting, like how it was worded.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'll be profitable. I know y'all hate me talking about Genshin, the fact that you can play the same game at the same quality, essentially, on PC and mobile, I think was like a huge increase in their revenue, and like really brought in a lot of questions of like, why are mobile games so shitty?
People just play at home and then play on the train or whatever ride to work.
Yeah, same account, same game, same like really quality, other than like controls are different. And if that's profitable and they can make a shit ton of money making a game like that, not making a game like Genshin, but just making a game that has quality, you know, on mobile and PC and, you know, whatever they want, there's obviously a market for it. People want to play real games on their phones. What we get is lots of click this, click that, you know, like pretty mindless type games on phones. But, you know, with the increase in the amount of shooters that you can, you know, play on your phone and, you know, kind of other games that have kind of more quality to them. Or at least more like power to them.
Yeah. People that do that are using controllers, right?
If they're any good at it, yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of kids that are not using controllers, you know, that are using like the touch screens.
Sure.
Well, look at like Cloud.
Because if you think of like,
go ahead.
If you look at like games like what was the PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, like when that came
PUBG,
out,
yeah,
for PUBG, when that came out on mobile, like it just kind of exploded. And Call of Duty Mobile, I think, exists now. If I'm not mixing it up with another generic
Fortnite's
shooting game,
been mobile, right?
Probably.
I was thinking that, and then I started like second guessing myself. But like, you know, do most kids have powerful gaming PCs? Do they have access to like PS5s in all instances? No, but they sure as hell have access to phones. Because I haven't met a kid without a phone in ages. So like that's just like a huge, huge, huge market that that they're tapping into. Plus, since they're keeping all of their existing games like Words with Friends and things like that, then they're still getting like the market that they were in before. So I think this will make them a shit ton of money over the long run.
Yeah, I agree. And like, just look at like what Microsoft's doing with their cloud gaming. Like, you can play Xbox games on your phone with an Xbox controller and really not miss a beat. Like, it's, I'm never going to be that guy. I'm never gonna be that phone playing guy, but I don't know. If it works for other people, cool. And this is gonna make Take-Two a fuckload of money. Like they're gonna print money at this point. Jesus Christ. I gotta stop reading the chat while I'm talking. All right.
I don't know why you did it in the first place.
Right? Right.
You should know better by now.
Right, I know. I know I should. All right, we're moving on to listener questions. First up, Adam, probably not our Adam, writes in. Hi, Adam.
What up, Adam?
What up, Adam?
What up, Adam?
He says, if there was an asteroid heading for Earth and you knew you only had 1 week to live before it hit, what would you do with your remaining time? It's interesting that this question came in because it involves my pick of the week a little bit, but,
Ugh, really? That's your pick of the week?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Well, we'll get to it.
Ugh.
Interesting question. So if there was an asteroid heading to Earth, you knew you had 1 week to live, what would you do with the time remaining? Might as well get Justin out of the way because I have a feeling I know where his is going. Justin?
I shouldn't have picked your pick of the week.
You shouldn't have what?
went ugh to your pick of the week.
I mean, it was fucking rude, but go ahead, you can go first.
Yeah, it was. I apologize. Honestly, I don't know. I would be nice to be able to like go visit a country or two that you've wanted to see.
Oh, really?
And yeah. But I don't know if any planes, like if everyone knew, I don't know if anyone, anything would work anymore.
Right.
I feel like if the world had knowledge that the Earth was really going to end in a week, it would just turn to utter chaos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I would maybe get away from civilization and...
Just find a cabin in the woods somewhere far away from everybody.
Yeah.
Just do a shitload of peyote and fucking ride it out.
Yep. And Marissa and I would... I mean, shit, anyone is welcome to join us in a cabin in the woods.
There you go.
A shit ton of peyote does sound like a good way to go out, though.
There you go. There you go. I like it.
Especially if the streak behind it is as cool as it is in your pick of the week.
Yeah, there you go. It is. It will be. Don't worry, it will be. Adam, what about you?
Did you say my name?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. I'm with Justin. I feel like the world is going to be complete chaos, and it's like I have all these things I would love to do, but they ain't happening because everyone else is going to be going crazy as shit. So yeah, probably pack up all my guns and everything, get in the car and try to head up north to our spot in Ontario, and yeah, just
there you
try
go.
To ride it out. Kat and I do some fishing and some hunting and try and survive the next week before we die, I guess.
Call it a good life.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kind of a crazy way to go out, but yeah, I have a feeling if you can make it till the asteroid hits, good on you. You did pretty good.
Cash out our 401k and just buy the remaining.
What are you
going to
do with money?
For a week.
Like, no one's going to fucking
buy
care
the remaining
about money.
Food that you're going to need for the week. Go chill.
Who's like, I mean, really? Like, who's going to be like, oh, yeah, give me this money, this paper that's completely not useless?
Right.
Or you're just completely useless?
Well, like, first of all, where are you going to go?
Who pays for paper anymore?
Where are you going to go to buy groceries where somebody's going to show up to work to check out those groceries?
It's like your Arby's. Didn't show up today. Like,
literally,
world's coming to an end of the week.
World is ending, so...
Yeah, you're right.
Everything's going to be looted. There's riots. It's going to be a shit show. I'm getting in a car and getting the far away from civilization.
Right. There you go. Josh, what's your answer?
What would I do? Lots of people. joking. We all know.
Dude, I almost spit out my water.
I'm just in here and play Genshin. We all know better.
Will the server still be up for you to play Genshin? Won't all the people over there just be like, fuck this, we're out?
Yeah, but they would leave the server running. No one would shut it down. It would be running until they had like a power outage.
I was gonna say the power grid goes down
or something. Yeah, but is it gonna go down in the first month? I don't know. It's not like a zombie apocalypse where they're like actively destroying shit.
Well, it's an asteroid,
I think it would be
so it would just
fine.
End life.
Yeah, eventually. The servers would go down when the asteroid hit Earth, for sure. I'm not arguing that fact. I just don't think it would, you know, die in the first week or two.
Right.
You know, I've never been like a person to try drugs or anything. I don't even like really drink. But I mean, if it's like a fucking Majora's Mask situation, then
fuck it.
Like, laws don't exist. Laws don't exist if we're all dying.
Right.
I'm, you know, I'm trying it. But
I think
what size asteroid? I guess too. I'm assuming one that's gonna
wipe
destroy
out the
everything.
Entire.
I would imagine.
Because, I mean, like, a little asteroid, it's like, yeah, it might put a cloud around the sky, and it might be shitty for a couple of years, but we might survive it.
Right.
Like, no, wasn't
completely
sure.
Destroys Earth.
That's actually true. The question says, you only had 1 week to live before it hit. Those could be completely unrelated events. It's a really tiny asteroid, but you have cancer.
You're going to die in a week.
Yeah, you know, like you got your fortune told and it's not looking good. Oh, yeah. And by the way, there's going to be a shooting star here in the next, you know, month.
or it's just it's a really small asteroid that like just hits your car as you're driving. Like, just big enough.
It's
you're the only one.
It's got like heat seeking.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's, no matter where you're going to be, it's going to hit you. It's like a blue shell in Mario Kart.
Right. Oh, shit.
I'd quickly jump back to second place.
I just time mushrooms at like the perfect time.
Jesus. All right, so I'm gonna get a little bit dark because I had this conversation with my wife. I asked her, because I'm like, what would you do? And she's like, oh, I'd probably just want to spend time with you and your family until the asteroid hit. She's like, what would you do? And I was like, I think I'd kill someone. Like, I think.
Wow. Red's straight Persian.
He's purging before the purge.
I would legitimately kill someone. That's what I do.
Your wife like, looks at you like all weird, like, who yeah, are she you did. Gonna kill? She was
like, yeah, she was a little freaked out, but...
Understandably so.
Like, there are people who have wronged me in the past.
What, did someone scuff your pumas and you're gonna go kill them? Like, what if somebody wronged you so much?
I'm not gonna say anything out loud on this podcast for legal reasons, but...
Yeah, probably smart.
It's definitely a falling down situation.
Yeah.
Like, for those of you who saw that movie, but...
Yeah.
How about that weather, guys?
Right.
Wow.
But, like, there was somebody that I worked with, and it was the reason I had to leave.
Do we need to say anymore?
Huh? Yeah, the reason I had to leave Cedar Rapids. And I feel like that's somebody I could kill if the world was about to end.
You've already said too much.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But, like... I mean, and plus, it's just, like, the ultimate fuck you, because this person probably has the same thought that, like, my wife had, where I'm just wanting to spend the rest of the time with my family, and I'm going to cut that shit short. So.
You did go dark.
Damn.
So, yeah, that was kind of my joke, but serious answer, I think I would kill someone, so.
Just kidding, but seriously.
All right, we're moving on before I incriminate myself any further.
Well, episode 84 may be our last.
Yeah.
do you hear that? The sirens going on in the background?
I think the SWAT team just busted through my upstairs windows. Oh shit! All right, moving on. Thank you very much for the question, Adam. That was a goddamn good one. Up next, Caleb writes in. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, Caleb.
What up, Caleb?
What up, Caleb?
He said, if you could pick one video game character that you could summon to your side just by saying their name three times like Beetlejuice, who would you pick? This is another good one. I like this answer. Let's start with Adam. Adam, why don't you go first?
Yoshi.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I don't know why, but I just like first like I thought of it was just like it'd be so fun to have him, especially if you need to get some off a high counter. Just Yoshi, go grab that thing up there for me. Perfect, thank you.
But then he would technically swallow it, and that would be kind of weird. So hopefully,
yeah. But I love eggs, and I would have an endless supply of eggs. There you I'd be go. Like, grab anything. Oh, you turn it into an egg.
Yeah,
perfect. Hairspray egg.
Yeah,
how does that work?
I don't know. But it works. Doesn't matter.
Right.
And you always have a Yoshi to, you know, sacrifice if you need to jump over a cliff or something, you know. That's what Yoshis are for.
I like it.
Yeah, sacrificing to the volcano guy, yeah. You know, just to clear,
and I
clear
can just
pit.
Get another one back. I'm assuming they're going to alternate colors and stuff every once in a while, so I might get a blue one, I might get a green one. Yeah.
Very nice. Yoshi's not.
So I gotta, huh? I gotta jump in because I also chose Yoshi.
Oh yeah,
my joke one was Claptrap.
Was Claptrap?
Oh
fuck
yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
But yeah, I thought Yoshi would be awesome. You could ride him around.
Mm-hmm.
He just appears, and it's Yoshi.
Hell yeah!
And Marissa loves Yoshi, so she'd have a buddy with Yoshi too.
Well, Yoshi's the shit. Fuck yeah.
God, Claptrap would be funny. I would only ever summon him when I'm by stairs.
Yeah.
And just like, and just point and laugh at him and then walk away.
Oh, fuck. I love Claptrap too. That's a good one. Josh, what about you?
So I kept on thinking of, like, I don't know, heroes. And I'm like, really, they're only helpful if I need to murder somebody, which I don't really need to do all that often, only like a month or, you know, like once a month,
yeah,
twice a month, something like
right
that. So I'm gonna go with the treasure goblin from Diablo, because all I have to do is summon him, then murder him, and I just have a shit ton of gold now. I will get perpetually richer every time that I summon him.
You know,
that's a really good answer.
Yeah, brilliant. It is. I didn't think about that.
Does the body stay? Do you have to get rid of a bunch of...
Yeah,
I'll just put them with the rest bodies. Of the bodies down here. It's fine. Like, we got a pile going anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Okay. You work this to your advantage. I didn't go that route. That's a good idea, though. I just picked Kirby.
Hang on.
Oh, go ahead.
Josh and... Ryan, you guys may be hearing this soon.
From the police?
There's the cops.
FBI, yeah. Open up.
Very nice. Yeah, I chose Kirby. I want the Nintendo route. Just because Kirby seems like he'd just be a cool bud just to kind of hang around with. And he doesn't
talk. I agree
with
that.
He doesn't talk, which I really like. Like, he just kind of chills. So
he just stares at you.
Yeah.
The food costs, though, you know,
right? Yeah, but technically to Kirby anything is food, so you know, like
you
my neighbor's
toilet,
my neighbor's car.
Like... Jesus.
Shit.
Oh God!
So what, you're gonna feed the enemy from the asteroid question to Kirby is what I'm getting out of this.
Oh my God, Justin went fucked up on that question. I thought my murder answer was bad. Oh my God, Justin just wants to. Can't even. All right. we gotta move on. I'm like overly tired, so everything is way funnier. just fucking God. Oh, this is gonna be a bitch to edit.
I'd say leave in like the 15 minutes
all of this. Adam is eerily quiet. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Adam, are you there? Adam?
Yes, I'm sorry.
The FBI guy.
My mom called, so I apologize.
Okay, that's fine.
I was muted there for a second.
Well, you missed Justin shitting in Kirby's mouth, so. all right. Okay, we're going
to
get through this.
You have to let it die.
What? All right, we're almost there. We're going to get through this. Lastly, Christian writes in. Hi, Christian.
What up, Christian?
What up, Christian?
Justin? You missing your cue?
He's on mute.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, geez.
Still counts.
Headbanging there.
Still counts. Christian says, hey, gents. Started playing Hades after you guys raved about it, and I love it. If one of the If one of the Greek gods existed in real life, who would you want it to be? I'm picking Dionysus. Party. Fuck yeah. That's a good answer. Adam, what's yours?
I would say I would pick Dionysus, but that's Justin, and he is right. alive, and I hang out with him, so Dionysus, yes. that is that Greek god in real life. I hope you realize that by now, Christian.
So. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I picked Justin many years ago, so.
There you go. Very nice. Josh, what about you?
I'm really torn between Poseidon, because he's generally just badass, but I think I just narrowly wins would probably be Achilles. He's just like such a homie, you know, never really like causing all that much havoc, you know, very supportive. He's a real bro.
He's a real bro, like a frat house bro.
Yeah. No, like a really good friend that used to murder a lot of people.
Right.
There
you go.
The original Ryan Greek
in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's awesome. Justin.
I mean, Dionysus would be cool, but I was also thinking Poseidon. Like, I would probably want to move to, a town on the coast of an ocean.
Well, hell yeah. Absolutely. It would
be pretty sweet.
Who would win at a drink off you or Dionysus?
Oh, God.
Not me.
Is there not enough beer to be drank?
Well, technically, Dionysus is the god of wine.
Well, and it's fine. So maybe Justin would win.
But the kicker here is it just says that if one of the Greek gods existed in real life,
yeah, you don't know if you're buds or not.
It doesn't say that you're ever even going to get to see them. So.
I took it as we're going to be buds. That's how, I don't know. That's not how it was worded, but that's how
I took it too.
Yeah. So I picked Zeus. Like, how sweet. Just like, hey, will you smite that guy for me quick?
Like, more murder.
Again, jeez, more murder. Yeah, jeez. Hey, that dude, he scuffed my pumas. Kill him.
Yeah. Hey, that dude shitting into my buddy Kirby's mouth. Kill him.
Wow. You'd Zeus me?
No, I wouldn't. There's nothing you could do that would make you Zeus. So, okay. We're almost there, boys. I'm holding it together. All right.
Home stretch.
Thank you very much, Christian. I appreciate it. I'm so tired. All right. Let's do pick of the week. I might as well get mine out of the way since we've kind of spoiled it already. Mine is the movie Don't Look Up on Netflix. Justin apparently hated it, allegedly.
I didn't hate it.
Okay. I thought it was really fucking good. It was funny. It was depressing. There was kind of some commentary on real life right now a little bit, which I also enjoy stuff like that. So, but, I don't know. I really liked it. I thought it was really good. So Justin, what is your pick of the week?
I was going to go with Carrion.
With what?
Carrion.
Oh, the game. Yeah.
Side scroll. Marissa and I watched the second Venom last night, and I had that, but I hadn't played it yet, and so I decided to whip it up, and it was a lot of fun. It's just kind of chaos. I felt a little bad because I was playing it in bed, and the one button you need is like the noisiest button on the Switch. I don't know. It's a really cool game. I like on those side-scroll games, sometimes it's a pain in the ass to go between the areas that you can like warp to a new area, you know?
Yeah.
But in this, it's just so quick, and you move so quick, and you feel like Carnage. It's fun.
Yeah, it controls really well. Like, very well.
Agreed.
Yeah, really like it.
And I think I got it for, like, $5 or $6.
Yeah, that's a Devolver Digital game, too, right? I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I believe Hell so.
Yeah, I really like that too.
Since I forgot to mention Weird West in my, what are we playing? I would almost put that up there. Also, that was way more fun than I was expecting it to be.
Cool. Well, that gets me really excited for it. I can't wait for that game to come out. Adam, why don't you go next?
My pick of the week, I guess by you hear it, it'll be about halfway through, but Awesome Games Done Quick on Twitch is going on right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Started Sunday. We'll go through Saturday night. I think while we're recording this, they've already hit over $400,000 raised for their charity and stuff. So,
goddamn. What is their charity?
This year they're doing the Prevent Cancer Foundation.
Oh, cool.
They kind of jump through different ones and stuff. Like Doctors Without Borders is another big one that they do. But yeah.
Yeah. Typically, AGDQ is Prevent Cancer Camp Foundation. And SGDQ is Doctors Without Borders. Oh, okay.
Cool. Awesome.
But very nice. Yeah. It's always super fun to watch these guys. Like, it has been weird since the pandemic, them all have to go completely digital. But at the same time, all these speedrunners, I feel like they're more in their element because they're used to like practicing this game at home and playing it at home on Twitch, like all day long getting ready. Right. So I feel like we've seen some much cooler runs than you probably would have seen, like, you know, when they're getting pressured behind a crowd and stuff. So,
yeah, I think I was just scrolling through Twitch the other day and I think I pulled one up. I don't know any Twitch streamers. I don't really watch it, so I don't, especially speedrunners. But some guy was trying to beat 5 Mario games in 1 hour or something like that.
Hmm.
That was pretty wild to watch. That was pretty crazy. He was obviously using warps and shit like that because it's a speedrun. Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
Like any percent sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say you don't necessarily need to know the streamer or the streamers that are playing the games. I would say I probably know like 5 to 10 of them
in
the whole week's lineup and stuff. Like there's just so many people that do this stuff now.
Yeah.
But it's just really fun to like see that money go up and see like these gamers actually making money for really good causes and stuff. I think that's just very cool to see.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's really cool. Very cool. Josh, pick of the week.
It is exactly the same thing.
nice.
Game's done quick. It's just such a good event, like good cause. And then also, you know, kind of, you know, in relation to what you were talking about, I actually enjoy it more the fact that I don't know these streamers or these games, you know, because I get to see like games from my childhood that I kind of forgot existed, and then I get to see them destroy the absolute shit out of it.
Right.
It's just like really entertaining. I think right now they're playing Super Mario Galaxy, like right now as we're recording, and super entertaining run of a game that I never would have sat down and looked up and found streamers for, because I just didn't play that much Galaxy. But they're doing like a 4-way race right now, and that's super fun to watch.
Interesting.
Big fan. Love the GDQs. Go support it. If nothing else, just go watch it. It's super fun.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch some more. That's awesome.
I did turn it on because I want to. I borrowed Galaxy from Leroy, but I haven't played it.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
This one's an all Luigi race, so it's infinitely better than, you know,
than any alternative
for any game.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Clearly.
Luigi is the best, so.
All right. Well, that wraps up Pick of the Week, and that wraps up this episode. We made it, boys, somehow. I was a little worried there for a while, mostly because of myself. You guys were all great. It was me. It was all me.
but it's all that murder.
Right. But I can't wait to go to bed. We made it. That wraps up episode 84 of Nerd Identity Crisis. Please make sure to check us out on Podchaser, podchaser.com/nerdidentitycrisis. Also, make sure to check us out on Patreon if you feel like it, patreon.com/nerdidentitycrisis. We would really appreciate the support over there. Only one thing left to do, boys. Justin, send us home.
If the earth dies, you die. If you die, Earth survives.